While House Republicans are targeting agriculture for more than $3 billion in current fiscal year spending cuts, as they have proposed an unprecedented $40 billion rollback in current year domestic agency spending, including $3.2 billion or 14% to USDA and the FDA. However, American Farm Bureau budget specialist Pat Wolf argues that ag shouldn't take more than its fair share of cuts, since it's already taken billions in cuts in recent years, and that the proposal will not save the country from drowning in red ink.
Agriculture is a small part of the federal budget, so you could take huge cuts out of agriculture and still not have that big of an impact on the bottom line.
House Democrats have vowed to fight the GOP proposal, calling it short-sighted and arguing it would slow the economic recovery. So Wolf says the good news is that the cuts aren't a sure thing yet.
We have to remember that there are two bodies in the United States Congress. The House is moving very fast and very aggressively to reduce spending. The Senate's taking a little slower, more prospective approach to it. So just because one body says it'll be doesn't necessarily mean that's how it'll turn out.
The two parties must agree on a spending bill to finish the fiscal year as a temporary measure expires on March 4th. Without a deal, they'll be forced to pass another stopgap bill or risk a government shutdown. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.